There's many, many holy places here in Navadvip Mayapur Dham. Just like in Vrindavan, there's also many holy places. Actually, Shivaram Swami has written that in Vrindavan there are 60 billion holy places. And each one of them are equally potent. But of course, as devotees, being individuals, we have our favorite places. Right? In Vrindavan, I like to go to see... Well, actually, my favorite holy place in the whole wide world is Śrīla Prabhupāda's Samadhi in Vrindavan. Every year when I come to India after preaching all over the world, I go to Prabhupada's Samadhi and I give him a report of my preaching activities and ask for his blessings. Because whatever we do, we're doing it on his order. And whatever success we have in our preaching is by his mercy. We can never take credit for anything we do, except the bad things. But in Vrindavan, I have favorite places. I like to go to Radharaman Temple. We say in French, mignon. Mignon. He's very cute. Say ça? Mignon. He's very cute. Radharaman is very cute. He's only this big. I like to go to Varshana and do the route around Varshana, the Pirukama around Varshana. I like to go to Prem Sarovara, the lake of liquid love. Prem Sarovara was formed by the tears of Radha and Krishna together. They were crying in separation. It was quite a deep pastime, Vipralamba Bhava. They were experiencing separation, although they were right next to each other. So their tears came off their face onto the ground and formed big puddles, and the puddles started moving and it formed a lake, a whole lake of the tears of Radha and Krishna. Who would like to bathe in that lake? It's saying in Radha Kund, if you bake in the Radha Kund, you get the same love that Radha has for Krishna. And if you bathe in Shyamakund, you get the same love that Shyam has for Radha. So I took the devotees there and they were saying, Gurudev, which lake are you going to bathe in? Radha's lake or Shyama's lake? I said, both. And I was jumping in one, then jumping in, then jumping in, then jumping in, like for hours, back and forth, back and forth. And I like to go on Govardhan Parikrama. Giriraj, Govardhana, Lavam Siwala, Ki! How many of you have been on Govardhan Parikrama? Long, 24 kilometers. It's like long. But it's so purifying, so ecstatic. And I like to go to the Samadhi Mandir of Srinivasacharya, Ramchandra Kaviraj and Hemlata Goswamini. They're three of my great heroes. So when I come to Mayapur, I also have my favorite places. Of course, my favorite place is at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. And the Astasakis. So beautiful, so big. Ginormous, we say in Australia. Ginormous. It's a combination of giant and enormous. Ginormous. And one little girl, I don't know if she's here, she was standing there with me, she said, Gurudev, what is your favorite of the Sakis? And I was looking at the name on the plate later, and I don't mind. Eight times. And I answered in Gurukul language. Like children, they have a certain language, right? The adults don't know so much. Right? Children have a way of talking amongst themselves. So I know the reply in the Gurukul language. Which is my favorite? All of them. I often ask children, you know, there's a multiple question, and which, and they say, all of them. And I'd like to go to Prabhupada Samadhi. And I'd like to go see the elephants. How many of you love animals? I love animals too. I love animals. And I love elephants. Especially if they're friendly. And who likes cows? I like cows. And who likes mongooses? Yeah. If somebody wants to get me something for my birthday, which is May 20th, you can get me a baby mongoose. Because I've seen in the villages, people have them, and then they at nighttime they come and they cuddle up next to your neck to keep you warm, and you sleep with the mongoose. They're very warm and cold. And if snake comes, boom, they can kill cobra. And I like to swim in the Jalungi River. No, I don't know why. I just like to swim in the Jalungi. It's like, yeah, what else do I like? I like to go on Harinam Sankirtan. Who likes to go on Harinam Sankirtan? Hey ho! I like to go on Harinam Sankirtan. I like to meet the people here of Navadvip Mayapur. Yesterday on the plane, I sat next to a very distinguished looking gentleman about my age. And I didn't want to interrupt him. He was working on his computer, so I was chanting japa. But I always like to preach to people that I meet. This is the order of Lord Chaitanya. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, wherever you go and whoever you meet, instruct them in the science of Krishna consciousness. So I thought if I chanted louder japa, the man would have to stop doing his business on his computer and ask me, why are you chanting? So I was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then I went, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram. And he closed his computer. He said, that's so nice what you're doing. What are you singing? I said, I'm singing the names of your God. He said, Ganesh? I said, no, Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Devatas are his servants. He says, where is that said? I said, in Bhagavad-gita, Aham sarvasya pabhavo matra sarvam pavartate. Everything material and spiritual comes from Krishna. He said, oh, you know our scriptures. He was kind of joking with me. I'll tell you later why. He was testing me. He said, you know some other shlokas? I know about three. So I quoted all three. Oh, you know Sanskrit, yes. So we're talking, and then he said, so you're from ISKCON. I said, yes, how did you know? He said, I follow you, Indu Dumna Swami. I'm one of your fans on Facebook. He said, I love the Woodstock Festival. And he said, but there's no videos of when you went to the Amazon. And he said, I love your photos here in India. I said, so what do you do? He said, you want the truth? I said, I'm a Brahmin. I always speak the truth. So. He said, I'm the richest man in India. He said, well, I have some competition, but I'm one of the most richest men in India. And I said, I've given a lot of money to your institution over the years. He said, I'm so proud of the work that you people are doing on behalf of your Guruji, who spread the holy name of Krishna all over the world. He said it with more devotion than I could muster. So I was going to ask him for his card, and you know, and just suddenly, boom, the plane landed, boom, you know, again, he jumped up to get his bags, and then he came off the plane, there were 10 people waiting for him. One person took his bag, his coat, his pen, they polished his shoes. Welcome, Mr. Whoa, I didn't get the name. Rats! But anyway, everything happens by the way of the Lord. And just as he was going down the hall, he turned around and he went, Hare Krishna. I went, Hare Krishna. You never know. So I like to meet the people where I go. Because really the people are the purpose of this movement. Because here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said one time, he will not be happy until all the 14 worlds are chanting Hare Krishna. If you want to know the heart of a Vaishnava, then you listen to what they speak. If you want to know the heart of a Vaishnava, you listen to what they say. Or write. Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, read my books. And he said the purports were his deep ecstasies. So what a person says is very relevant to whom they are. And to know the heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakura, just that one statement, he will not be happy until all the 14 worlds are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And the secret to our happiness is fulfilling that his desire. Because a servant can only be happy when the master is happy. This is unknown, it's an open secret to the world that we become happy when our master is happy. Just like you see these trees here in this part of India, they have many vines going around the tree. Yes? And if you water the tree, the vines are naturally watered as well. So if you please the tree, the vines become happy. So if you please Krishna, then you become happy because you're his part and parcel. Or his representative. If you please the Lord's representative. So, this place is also, I could say of all the places in Mayapur, aside from our own community, this is my favorite place. I would often come here. I first came here in 1972. It was much, much different, but we'd heard so much about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now he was the pioneer of Krishna consciousness. In those days, we were pioneering the movement. And I always felt a connection with him, like two pioneers. And I remember one of the first times I went on Sankirtan, I was so nervous, I was scared, I was shaking, because I was always a shy boy. You wouldn't know it now, but when I was young, I was always very shy. Take this book bag and go in that parking lot and distribute those books. So my Sankirtan leader, he said, this is the first time we've come to this town in France. The town was called Strasbourg. It turned out to be one of the best places to do Sankirtan. Still is, I think. Alsace-Lorraine. It's always good. I don't know why. It's just... But I was only here, so my Sankirtan, he's pushing me, and I don't want to go, but I don't want to go. So it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day. So he said, Indra, actually I was Bhakti Brian. Bhakti Brian, did you know that the it said that whenever you go to a town for the first time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur accompanies you. He's so eager to see the Sankirtan movement spread that the first times a Vaishnava or a group of Vaishnavas go to preach to encourage you, he goes with you. I said, wow, really? And he took out a picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and gave me, because it was his appearance, he gave me that picture. He said, now go on Sankirtan. I said, yeah. And I did the most books that day. Hari Bol. So in those days, much of France had not been, devotees had never gone there, so we would always divide, every year we'd divide the country up, you know, each Sankirtan party had a certain region, and I'd always choose a region where no one had ever gone. And I kept that picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in our Sankirtan van. We charge into town, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai! We'd go into town and, you know, we'd have Harinam, Daya Bhaktivinoda, Daya Bhaktivinoda. We'd do Harinam, we'd give books out. We were fearless, pioneers. There's always something special about the first time. So you do something first, the first time. So, yeah, and after so many years, I mean, there's something special about pioneer work, you know, starting. Like there's so many books now published by Guru Das and Yamuna Devi published a book, Vishakha published a book. So many devotees published books about the beginning years, and they're so attractive, isn't it, those books about Prabhupada's pastimes and preaching in London and starting Sankirtan in Australia. There's something special about pioneer work. being the first one there is like, yeah. The early days, something you can't capture after that. There's another mood, which is also nice, but something about pioneer work. So one day we're having a Sankirtan meeting, we realize we'd done every town, some years later, we'd done every town in France. So they said, what will you do? Where do you want to go? I said, I'm getting out of here. I'm going to Italy. Then we did Italy, and then we did Spain, and then we did the Netherlands, and then Europe was finished, so I took a plane to Brazil. We went to the Amazon. Always remembering that statement that wherever you go for the first time with the Sankirtan party, Bhaktivinoda Thakur accompanies you. And he is the original pioneer of this movement. You could say he rediscovered Krishna consciousness here and had the vision that not only for Bengal, but the whole world would dance in ecstasy by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare And after Brazil, I went to Chile, Colombia. I even went to Paraguay. You can't even say it. It's like Paraguay. Who knows where Paraguay is? Are any of you from Paraguay? Paraguay is in the middle of South America. It's a deep jungle. Like a total jungle. With lions and tigers and cobras, and the scorpions are this big. And the spiders are this big. They bite you and drink all of your blood and then you die. Yeah. They're this big, the spiders. They love to eat children. Especially Russian children. So I thought, I've done everywhere in South America, so I'll do Paraguay, because who in the world is going to go to Paraguay? I don't even know how to spell it. So we got in the Sankirtan van. It's a small country, right? We got in the Sankirtan van and we started driving cross country, which takes about 12 hours. And I'm telling all the devotees, they're Brazilian and Chilean, and you know, I'm just Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we're going to get special mercy, we're going to be the first ones to go to Paraguay and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Jai Chinda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki. And we're going through the mosquitoes are biting us everywhere, these flies are all over, it's like so hot. We get out of the van, we have Harayanam, Hari Harayanam. And this is where I said, we want to go back. I said, no. We have to pioneer, because there's a special taste which comes from going to a place with the, come on, troops. And I'd look behind me and they're all sitting down under the tree. Come on.
Нет, нет, никаким образом. Мы здесь пионеры, а мы должны продолжать за мной войска. Они сидели по деревам, как распределились, вообще никуда не хотели идти.
And we're getting like halfway across the country. Devotees are tired. All right, Maharaj, a couple more towns. We drive and we get stuck in the mud. It's a dirt road. We get stuck in the mud. And you know who was happy that we got stuck in the mud? The mosquitoes. They were, oh, Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. All these yummy, yummy, yummy devotees. I could say, no one here knows about Krishna consciousness. We're the first ones. Don't worry about the mosquitoes. We're the first ones in Paraguay. And we're in the mud in the middle of the jungle.
He
said, just keep pushing on. We're the first ones. And suddenly, I hear in the distance, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I thought maybe you have dengue fever.
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. Oh, must be my fever. You have no fever, Maharaj. Oh, what? Is that somebody playing a tape? This is jungle, Maharaj. No one playing tapes. Tigers don't play tape recorders. I said, maybe the mosquitoes are chanting Hare Krishna. They're so happy. They're all fat with our blood. Yum, yum, yum. I'm going for Indradumna Swami. So we walked, a little trail was there, we walked, and we came to this beautiful lake. And there were houses there. Like, there were houses in the middle of the jungle? And it was a big hall. And there were cows and horses. And donkeys. And in this big hall, the sound was coming out. The Indians are chanting Hare Krishna in the jungle? And the devotees ran. They said, where they're singing, there must be prasadam. So all the devotees are running. And we get inside. There's this huge kirtan party. And one devotee comes up, Hare Krishna Gurudev Darshan. I said, who are you? So I'm your Russian disciple from St. Petersburg. And these devotees are from Omsk, Novosibirsk, Vladivostok. There was a community of 50 Russian devotees in the middle of Paraguay on a farm. And I said, we're the first ones here. He said, no, you're not. We've been here for 5 years. Krishna's everywhere, and so are the Russian devotees. So much for getting the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the jungle in Paraguay. So last year I was looking at the map, and you know, the Sankirtan movement, by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jagannath Das Babaji and Gorkhasura Das Babaji and Bhakti Sanatana Saraswati, Srila Prabhupada, and so many wonderful devotees, it's gone everywhere. So I said, now what am I going to do? I can't go to the moon. Some devotee joked, Maharaj, you have to go to hell now. I said, you mean London? One time Prabhupada arrived in London and the reporter said, Swamiji, what do you think of our beautiful city of London? Prabhupada said, your London is hell.
актер спросил Шрилу Прабхупаду, когда он тут приехал. Шрила Прабхупада, Свамиджи, а что вы думаете о этом прекрасном городе Лондоне? И он сказал, Лондон — это ад.
But a devotee is prepared to go to hell if necessary. One time my godbrother Adi Shankar, he asked Sridhar Prabhupada, Sridhar Prabhupada, when you leave your body, but not the kind of question you ask your guru, but he was a new devotee, when you leave your body, where are you going?
Однажды один преданный спросил Шрилу Прабхупаду, Шрилу Прабхупаду, когда вы оставите свое тело, представьте, конечно, такой вопрос задавать гуру, да, но он был новичком. Когда вы оставите свое тело, куда вы отправитесь?
So we were expecting Prabhupada to say, I'm going back to Godhead.
И мы думали, что сейчас Прабхупада скажет, я отправлюсь домой, назад, к Богу.
The Prabhupada said very seriously in the spirit of a true Vaishnava, feeling compassion for all fallen souls. He said, when I leave my body, I plan to go to the hellish planets to continue preaching Krishna consciousness.
И Шрила Прабхупада совершенно искренне в таком духе сострадания истинного вайшнавизма сказал от всего сердца, что когда я оставлю тело, я отправлюсь на проповедовать на адские планеты, чтобы помочь людям обрести спасение там.
Because as long as you're preaching, you're happy.
Ибо пока вы проповедуете, вы счастливы.
It doesn't matter where all of you are. How many of you have done Sankirtan, distributed some books of Ganahayana? So those are some of the happiest moments of your life, and even when you're in great difficulty, you always feel Krishna's shelter. Actually, I always say that going on Sankirtan, that's the safest place on the planet.
И я бы даже сказал, что когда я выхожу на Сангирдну, то это самое безопасное место во всем мире.
That verse, Раки Кришна Марике, Мари Кришна Раки Ке. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. If Krishna wants to save you, no one can. That really manifests like a blossoming lotus flower on Sankirtan. You have that experience and it increases your Shraddha, your faith.
И вот это именно вот фраза изречения, что когда Кришна хочет убить, если Кришна хочет спасти тебя, то никто не сможет тебя убить, и наоборот, она как раз вот проявляется здесь, вот во время Санкиртаны, когда ты выходишь на проповедь.
So last year I'm looking at the map of the world. So this, where do I go? Everything's been done. One devotee said, no, no, Guru Maharaj, there's one place we haven't been, Mongolia. Mongolia.
В прошлом году, когда я смотрел на карту, где же мы еще не были, я подумал, что, похоже, уже мы везде были. И один преданный сказал, нет, Гуру Махарадж, вот есть еще одно место, где мы не были, это Монголия.
He said, he looked at the map, he said, not even inner Mongolia, outer Mongolia.
И сказал, вот это вот внешняя Монголия.
Mongolia, they just herd goats and sheep there, there's no houses there, they live in the country, you have, it's the wilds, freezing cold, 20 degrees below zero.
Я сразу представила, что такое Монголия. Это там овцы пасутся, безграничные просторы, минус 20, нет никаких строений.
They still wear skin of animals there, furs.
Они носят на себе шкуры животных.
So I said, okay, let's go. And we went. And it was one of the best times I ever had in Krishna consciousness because, yes, the people in the countryside were somewhat backward, but they loved Krishna consciousness.
Это было одно, может быть, одни из самых лучших моментов в сознании Кришны. Конечно, люди там такие, живут в деревнях, отсталые, но они очень были искренними и очень хорошо принимали сознание Кришны.
There's so few towns in Mongolia. You have to drive 10 hours to get to the next town.
И там так очень мало городов, что чтобы добраться из одного города в другой, нужно ехать 10 часов.
Here you can go village to village.
Здесь вот деревня с деревней рядом находится.
You finish one town, 10 hours driving.
But
when we got to the town, we'd do Harinam. Everybody would stop work. They'd close all the schools, close down the mayor's office, and the whole town would follow us into an open area or into a hall. And as soon as they would get there, I'd start my lecture. They'd say, no, we want to sing. So we teach them the mantra. We sing for 3 hours. I give a 5-minute lecture. They were happy.
То люди закрывали школы, мэр закрывал свой офис, и все выходили с нами И когда я начинал лекцию, то они говорили мне: нет, нет, нам не нужна лекция, мы просто хотим все петь.
So this is our mood, fulfilling the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
И вот это и есть то настроение, которое мы должны иметь, чтобы выполнить желание Бхактивинода Такура.
And our other acharyas.
И также других ачарьев.
And coming here to such a place as his samadhi, we can connect with him here.
И когда мы приходим в это место, где находится его самадхи, то мы связываемся с Бхактивинодой Такур.
We can pray to him to become good disciples of our spiritual masters and to become valuable instruments in their hand, because we have to always remember, first and foremost, this is a missionary movement.
И когда мы приходим сюда, мы должны молиться, чтобы стать настоящим инструментом в руках Бога и стать хорошим учеником и выполнять заветы проповеди, поскольку прежде всего наше движение является миссионерским.
I did a program recently in South India when 11-year-old boy came. He was very clean, very pure boy. Somehow he spoke English. I said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" He said, "I want to be a pure disciple of my Guru Maharaj and spread the glories of Lord Narayan all over the planet." He was like so determined. He's 11 years old. "You don't want to be a doctor?" "What? Businessman?" "You want to be a famous singer?" He went, "Pugh." "Okay. Can you bless me?"
В Южной Индии недавно, во время проповеди подошел один мальчик, 11-летний, так выглядел очень таким чистым, и я спросил его, какое его желание. Он сказал, что я хочу проповедовать славу Верховного Господа Нараяна по всему миру. И он был очень таким устремленным, и я спросил: а что, ты разве не хочешь стать доктором? Вот это что? Он сказал: может, бизнесменом? Он: да нет, просто... И тогда сказал: ну, благослови меня.
And we should have the same mood as Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that we will also not be satisfied until the 14 worlds are chanting Hare Krishna.
И мы должны перенять это настроение Бхактивинода Такура. Мы тоже не должны становиться счастливыми, пока все 14 миров не повторяют Хари Кришна.
This is what it means to make the instructions of the spiritual master one with your heart.
И это означает, что тогда мы примем наставление духовного учителя всем своим сердцем.
Yes, we want to go back to Godhead. We want to go back to Godhead.
Мы хотим вернуться, да, мы хотим вернуться назад в духовный мир.
But the secret of going back to Godhead is to fulfill the desires of the spiritual master here, so that you can fulfill his desires in the spiritual world.
Но секрет возвращения в духовный мир в том, что мы должны здесь исполнить желание духовного учителя, чтобы продолжать исполнять его желания там, в духовном мире.
So here we can come and focus on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his exemplary life, his teachings and his desires, and we can pray and he'll hear us.
И сюда мы можем приходить и сконцентрироваться, думать о такой удивительной жизни, образцовой жизни Шрилы Бхактивинода Такура. И когда мы молимся ему здесь, то он слышит нас.
You can communicate with him here.
Можно общаться с ним здесь.
Special opportunity. Special opportunity. One time a disciple asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when we pray to the previous acharyas and the great saintly persons like Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj and Agastya Muni, do they hear our prayers?
Ученик спросил Бхактивинода Такур, когда мы молимся таким ачарьям, как Дурваса Муни, Агастья Муни, Прахлада Махарадж, слышат ли они нас?
I was reading that and I was thinking, wow, what's the answer?
И когда я читал, думал: ой, интересно, каким же будет ответ?
When you pray to great saintly persons who lived millions of years ago, do they hear little old you and me here on the Earth planet, you know, in February 2018? Like, really? They hear
us? И когда мы молимся великим преданным, которые жили здесь миллионы и миллионы лет назад, вот сейчас, вот в феврале 2018 года, слышат ли они нас?
So I covered the page where the answer was.
И я закрыл другую страницу, там, где был ответ.
You know, because of the question and answer thing. So I covered, I said, wow, what's the answer going to be? I was like so excited. Like,
я прикрыл рукой страницу, подумал, ну интересно, интересно, каким же будет ответ?
Because I always wondered. So I just put a piece of paper there and went and took prasadam just to increase the apprehension, the anxiety for the moment. What was the answer? And the whole time taking a shot, I'm wow.
Я пошел, прикрыл страницу листочком бумаги и пошел принять просад, чтобы увеличить еще накал от ожидания. И думал о том, каким же будет ответ.
So I came back.
Я вернулся.
And I read the question. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when we pray to previous acharyas who've passed this world and great saints like Prahlad Maharaj and such. Do they hear us? Do they hear our prayers?
Я пришел и снова прочитал вопрос Бхактивинода Такур. А вот если мы молимся таким великим ачарьям прошлого, как Прахлада Махарадж, слышат ли они нас?
Would you like them to hear your prayers?
Хотите, а вы хотите, чтобы они слышали ваши молитвы?
So, then I pulled the paper away.
И я потом убрал этот листочек.
And you know what the answer was?
И знаете, какой был ответ?
Yes.
Да.
Хариво! Then there was an explanation. He went on.
Okay.
So he said, yes, not only did they hear you, they reply to you. So let's have kirtan in honor of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Another kirtan party is coming too. Gopi Manandi!